If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
A podcast network.
Live from the graduation ceremony at Marshall College, it's two
filthy
nerds.
We're graduating.
We are. We're done. We are leaving the Indiana Jones realm. Goodbye, Marshall College. We're headed off to our internships.
I bid you farewell, and I didn't even fuck a professor.
I mean, that is upsetting, because I fucked Dr. Jones several times.
Where were you? Dr. Jones! Which one? The old Jones? The old Daddy Jones?
Yes.
Daddy Jones?
Henry.
Henry? Oh, Henry.
And oh, then, Henry. Is that what that candy bar's named after? Just someone fucking Indiana Jones? Dad? I don't know. My God. You guys, what a fucking whirlwind it's been. First of all, as always, join our fucking Patreon. Patreon.com.
Join our fucking Patreon so we can be like Tim Dillon and retire.
Yeah, you have no idea the fucking ignorant, off the rails, stupid bullshit you're missing. Not because we say some dumbass shit. We're not even going to say it here.
You think Tim Dillon says crazy shit? Come over here. We're saying bananas shit.
We just put it behind a paywall. Anyway, I don't know. Where do we start? Okay, so this was your favorite movie franchise?
Yeah.
One of the favorites?
One of my favorites. It was just one of those ones that was very heavy in my memory of things I watched when I was a kid. Very nostalgic.
Yeah? Did it hold up?
Yeah, totally. I had never watched Crystal Skull because when it came out, my brother, who was also a diehard Indiana Jones fan, he saw it and he was like, don't see it. It's not that good.
It's not worth it.
Not worth it. So I never saw it. I gotta be honest. I didn't hate it at all. Is Last Crusade still my favorite? Absolutely. But
I didn't even think it was the worst one. I don't understand. And I think we've said this before, but I'll repeat it again because it's worth repeating. Our producer, Sam, made the point of, I think there was such a long gap between Last Crusade and Kingdom of the Crystal Skull that people forgot that Indiana Jones movies were corny. Because people thought it was cheesy, and it's like, that's what they were.
Yeah, that's what they always were. That is a really good point. If you're watching it back to back, you're like, oh yeah, this works.
It fits in perfectly with the franchise.
But, you know, it's like I think at that point, after, you know, the three Indiana Jones movies, like during that hiatus, we like, you know, had Indiana Jones on this pedestal of this ultimate like kind of like
hero.
Action figure hero character. And then along comes Crystal Skull, and it's like, wait a minute.
You made
I don't
like
remember
a
this
clown.
Fucking macho man saying lame shit.
Yeah, but it's like, what I kind of liked about it is that I thought that they all had some kind of cheesy jokes and like dad joke behavior. And
so much dad joke. The first one was the worst one for me. And I think it's just purely because of the where technology was, you know,
it was like next level bad on the effects. You're right.
It was the first one. It was a long time ago. Second one got better. For me, it goes first place, number three. Second place, I'm going to say Crystal Skull. Not going to lie. I really liked it. I'd say Crystal Skull is neck and neck with Temple of Doom.
Yeah.
And then the Ark is last place.
Yeah, I didn't like Raiders of the Lost Ark. I was like, oh, I mean, here's what I'll say about Raiders of the Lost Ark. It set the bar that I was like, okay, this is what we're getting into. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed it. But then when I saw the other ones, I was like, oh, like the storyline to me didn't even, I was like, and I know this is a joke that's been made by every Indiana Jones fan in the world, but it's like Indiana Jones didn't need to be there.
Yeah.
Like they would have died anyway.
Yeah.
The only benefit of Indiana Jones, which is, I think is where Kingdom of the Crystal Skull came from. We might've said this too, is that like the Ark ended up in a warehouse. So there was like a brief like joke or note on it when they were in Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Yeah. But like,
that's it.
It didn't feel as adventurous. I did like that they bookended, you know, the Marion thing was fun seeing that, like, because he's like this playboy. And I guess like they could have left him.
The playboy settles down. It's all this time it's been Marion.
I think that's what people who hate the fourth one hate, is that like they imagined themselves as Indiana Jones, this like adventure going pussy hound, and then like, oh wait, he just like loves somebody.
Oh, he's just settling down when he could have been slaying pussy till he dies.
Yeah, that's the thought of a bunch of men who haven't seen a pussy their entire life. They're just like, if it was me,
I'm telling you right now, I'd slay puss till I die. No, I would never succumb to one pussy. It started off as underage pussy, and then it just kept going up from there. You realize it started, Marion was an underage, she was a minor.
Yeah, why has nobody tried to cancel Indiana Jones, by the way? I feel like
statutory rape. All right. Statutory rape. And then all of a sudden gets her pregnant, the girl he raped statutorily.
Later in life, when they were apparently almost married. But like the point is, he groomed her. And I'm calling it now. When that new Indiana Jones movie comes out, someone's gonna try to cancel him. They're going to try to cancel the character Indiana Jones.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Like, well, that's the thing now, is I feel like, can we not even play bad characters anymore? Like, it's like, no, that's bad, so we shouldn't show it on TV. And it's like, oh, should we just pretend that doesn't exist because it's upsetting? But like,
I mean, if
it was a different time,
I'm sure. Well,
whose grandma wasn't statutory raped into marriage, you know?
I mean, that's what love was back then.
Yeah, you just harassed a woman until she gave up. Yeah, now it's called stalking.
My dad literally stalked my mom. My mom was like, go away, I don't like you. And my dad was like,
you'll come around.
You sure you don't want to go to dinner? And eventually she went out with him again. Why? Because he took her to a fancy restaurant.
Perseverance and fancy restaurants.
And money. Yeah. Perseverance and money. It'll get you every time. Nothing makes a young pussy drop faster.
Drop?
Ball.
What is going on with your pussy that it drops?
I don't know. You know what? It's got gravity. My pussy's like a heavy set of tits.
It's just lips a dragon.
Yep. I'm going to need a bra for my pussy.
Indiana Jones and the pussy that dropped. I'm going in. Don't try to
Indiana
stop me.
Jones
there's a bunch of spiders.
The pussy of doom.
Man. So you think it held up at all? There wasn't even a little bit that you were like, oh, I remember this being.
Nope. Totally held up and perfect. It was a perfect Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. So fucking good. Thought of my dad the whole time. Made me miss my dad like crazy.
Yeah. Did any of these like trigger you into big dad missing episodes? Because that was a big thing you guys watched together.
Yeah. Last Crusade was a tough one. We watched Last Crusade like a million times in our family. That was my dad's favorite.
Yeah. If we ever do True Lies, I'm fucked. But
oh, same here. True Lies, I'm fucked too. True Lies was one of my dad's favorite movies as well.
Just anything with airplanes, I think.
Yeah, anything with airplanes. Mine was anything with Arnold Schwarzenegger or Harrison Ford.
That's so funny. Yeah, I think I would rank mine similar to yours. Like, mm-hmm. I really liked Last Crusade. I think then mm-hmm. Temple of Doom for me, and then Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. No, you're right. They're like neck and neck.
Yeah, they're neck and neck.
And you know what I think some of it is, though, is like I liked the change of pace of, because like to me, it's like at a certain point, I guess I was like, we get it. The Nazis, which of course, like you shouldn't feel that way about Nazis. It was a really bad thing. But I'm like, still? Like,
still? Haven't we thwarted them guys? Enough?
Like, but I liked seeing like, let's take Indiana Jones and put him in a different time period. And the only way to do that was for time to have passed.
For time to have passed.
What's funny to me is that like, it's interesting seeing something that was a period piece when it came out, so to mm-hmm. speak, you know, came mm-hmm. out in what, the 80s, but it took place in the 30s and like them just, well, how much time has passed since the last movie? And then how much time would that be in Indiana Jones? Do you think that was like actually a terrible like directorial decision where they're like, let's actually wait till that amount of time passes. And then, cause when did the next one take place? The 50s? It was like the cold.
It was in the 50s. No, it wasn't even the Cold War. It was the start of the Red Scare.
The Red Scare when everyone was, when you could just steal. I heard that.
I don't even think it was McCarthyism yet.
Did you hear that about Disney, that he just like took a bunch of other animators work and reported them as communists?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true, but I've heard that.
I heard that. I don't know if it's true, but yeah, I heard that. Who do you think the bad guy is going to be in the new one coming up?
I think it didn't Alfred whatever. No, that was, he spoiled a Batman thing. Never mind.
I think it's probably going to be, you know, something with the Middle East.
Oh yeah. It's like, what is the,
who's
well, no, the... because if it was the 50s, then now he's in like the 70s, he's going to be in like Korea or Nam, I think. And it's going to be low-key, like, a thing to make... I think it's going to be Nam. People have probably already read about it, and there's stories about it, and this is all wrong. I've read none of them, so if I didn't know... someone in the chat tell me if this is already
a thing. I think Nam would work.
Yeah, and I feel like they would skew it to make, like, America seem better about whatever happened in Nam. Because I still mm-hmm. don't fully understand what the fuck the Vietnam War was.
If you want to listen to a really, 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 really good podcast about Vietnam.
We're sending people to other podcasts. This one.
Revisionist History, Malcolm Gladwell's podcast. He has an episode about Vietnam. It's fascinating.
Damn. Crystal Skull was set in 1957. That's the year my mom was born. Wow. Mm-hmm. That explains everything. I don't know what that means.
Ooh, Psalm with a hot, hot, flaming hot take. Producer Sam thinks the bad guys are going to be the Americans. Hot take.
I don't know about that. I mean, I feel like the Americans are low-key.
You can't take the most American, one of the most American action heroes and turn him into being on the bad side.
They need people to keep loving Indiana Jones. They want mm-hmm. that money. They're going to make him like a fucking...
That would be like criminalizing baseball.
I know. It's like, it's just wrong. Yeah. What next? There's nothing gonna have to wear a mask.
Indiana Jones, besides racism and barbecue.
We just keep bringing this back. Our list of the most American things, it just
keeps growing. At the top of the list, always racism, then barbecue, then whatever it is we're discussing.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it would be cool to see him like take on the American establishment or like mm-hmm.
Or he takes on Hollywood. Harvey Weinstein's the bad guy.
Or like the 60s, maybe he somehow gets involved in like a, I would like to see him get involved in a civil rights thing, but like, what is he doing? It's also that would be a fucking shitty move.
He fucks up the KKK.
Well, like, but it's like, thank God this white guy saved all the black people. Like,
we also need an archaeological element of it.
I mean,
ooh, maybe
now what is the
archaeology? Do in Africa?
Yeah, somebody said maybe South American apartheid, but that's the 90s. He would be dead by then. Like, it's got to be, who knows? The point is, will Harrison Ford, he was doing his own stunts in the last movie. Do you think he's going to do his own stunts in this one?
I mean, I don't think any film shoot has insurance that high.
No, I mean, he can barely fucking walk. Jesus Christ.
I mean, honestly, I can't wait to watch a fucking old ass Harrison Ford spit game. And fucking get puss.
Is Marion still alive? Do you think he's still with Marion?
I don't know.
Marion died. God. What if Harrison Ford, Indiana Jones is now aboard an around the world cruise ship for senior citizens. It's been taken hostage.
Wait a minute. What if Phoebe, the one who's playing the woman in the, what if she's not a love interest? What if it turns out he had another baby with someone and it's Phoebe?
Yeah, because I'm thinking that, because that's right, Phoebe, I'm going to fuck up her, Phoebe Waller-Bridgers. I fuck up her name with Phoebe Bridgers, Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
There's, I don't know how to, there can't be more than one famous Phoebe, and there is, and it's frustrating.
Fleabag is going to be in it. And it is like, is she the love interest? Is she playing his daughter? Someone, by the way, in the chat corrected me, and they're right, that apartheid started in the 70s. I was thinking of when it ended. Remember that Disney movie about apartheid? Nobody does.
What if she takes over as the new Indiana Jones and they move it into a female-driven series?
I would not be surprised at all, because that is, A, cool, her name but isn't also Indiana. Something Hollywood would
do. Her name
do.
Isn't Indiana. Her name is like, you know, India Montana. Irie. And they're like, ooh, Hannah Montana.
No, she's, wait, what would their dog's name be? She's named after the new dog. Her name's just like, I don't know. Whiskers,
Winston Churchill.
Winston Churchill Jones. Listen, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about our favorite characters, talk about what we're excited about in our next series that's fucking coming up. Yeah, we'll be right back. All right, we're back. Listen, here's what we're going to talk about. Favorite characters, and then I want to talk about our fucking next goddamn season is what I want to talk about. By the way, can't remind you enough, if you are not on Patreon, patreon.com/2filthynerds, we're really going wild over here in between segments. You think the show is good, you should see what you're missing.
Because, yeah, guys, listen, pay for the hot takes, the truly hot takes, the hot takes that won't ever make it to air because we terrible don't want to get canceled.
Often on my end.
Yeah.
I stand by my shitty takes.
Listen, we have opinions, you guys. And you know what? They're just like assholes. They stink.
Mine is the best. Wait, what was yours?
I have fissures. Mine's bleeding tight. A little bit.
Mine is plugged
too.
Up with
apparently
a canoe.
My asshole's too tight. I just found that out in pelvic floor therapy. My pelvic floor therapist was like, you're a tight ass. And I was like, oh, okay.
That's a medical diagnosis.
Yep, that's literally what she said. And I haven't stopped laughing.
Are you
she
in a
said
support
it about
group for
two
that?
2 months ago. Yeah. I'm going to have to find a support group.
I just found out I'm a tight ass. You're like, oh, you just found out? I knew all the time. I didn't
need
a doctor to tell
me that. Yeah,
you're
like, bitch, I've seen the way you watch me do dishes, okay? You're a tight ass.
Yeah. Okay. Other than Indiana Jones, favorite characters throughout the franchise?
I don't know. You go first. Who's your favorite character?
I like Marion. I think I love Marion. Mm-hmm. She's like a badass female character. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know what mine is.
And then, or what are we, ranking five?
What short round.
Oh, short round's great. You
Indiana,
gotta love short round.
Short round.
I think Marion sticks out more to me because she makes the reappearance and you don't see short round again. But I did love short round. I love all the sidekick guys. Sala. I mean, I know he's canceled the actor, but the character that Shia LaBeouf played before we knew what he was, what a monster he
I
was.
I like that character a lot too. You know what character I loved, but was only in The Last Crusade in the beginning, was the guy who played the person who inspired Indiana Jones to like wear the hat and the whole thing.
Oh yeah, did we ever get his name? I forget. But the one that he was like trying to stop from stealing stuff.
Yeah, that guy.
That's what's interesting is that
he was a hot dog.
Yeah, he was my favorite character too. Not that I thought he was a good character. I just wanted him to fucking steal something out of my insides. Come on.
Yes, steal my dignity.
I liked Marcus Brody.
Yeah, Marcus Brody.
Like,
Marcus
I
Brody,
love a bumbling
such a
idiot.
Whimsical, bumbling idiot.
Just, man. It's
pretty fucking great. Oh, I also love the melt face guy in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, yeah, that, like, just villain, like...
The villain, just, like, the consummate, like, Nazi villain.
I feel like he was great, but then I wonder if Spielberg and George Lucas saw, what's his name, Christoph Waltz in Tarantino movies and were like, damn, too bad we didn't have that guy.
Yeah.
Nobody does a German villain like Christoph Waltz.
Nope. Christoph Waltz, I mean, it's... It's almost scary. It's one of those people where, like, if I met him in person, I'd be like, I don't totally trust you.
Like, I'm scared of you because he's such a good actor, hopefully. Or
that's what happened with the kid from Game of Thrones.
Oh, everyone hated him.
Everybody hated him. Joffrey literally left acting.
He's like,
I can't. I mean, what a cross to bear. Like, you're all of a sudden, you are the character that you portrayed on TV.
And people hate you. Like, that's a shitty thing
like
we
do. Like, no one's ever going to want to play a pedophile character.
I mean, somebody will.
Who doesn't want to play a pedophile character?
I want to play dark,
Indiana Jones, pedophile character.
I mean, can anyone ever do it better than Harrison Ford did it? I don't know.
No one's ever made pedophilia look that sexy.
I mean.
Oh, and then River Phoenix was in The Last Crusade. He would have been fucking great.
Oh, wait, yeah, wait. What character was he again?
He played young Indiana Jones.
That's right.
So fucking hot. Oh.
And then he died. He had like, he died. Overdosed on drugs on Sunset Boulevard, right?
Overdosed on drugs on Sunset. I mean, what a cliche.
What a hack. Fucking hell.
Find something new to die from. It's some of these musicians, they're all just dying from drug overdoses. It's so old hat.
I mean, it's so American. Honestly, it's like... Racism.
Racism.
Overdosing on drugs. Indiana Jones.
Yes.
I fucking.
Barbecue. Overdosing on barbecue. Americans and overdosing, just generally.
In general, overdoing just gluttony.
On anything decadent.
Any type of substance. I mean, truly. That's the problem with drugs is they work. A quote from my brother who is absolutely a drug addict. Yeah. All right. I mean, we're fucking coming to a close. Are you happy with this? Are you glad we did this one?
Yeah, I'm happy we did it. I'm happy you liked it as much as you did. I was fearful after Raiders of the Lost Ark because when we're watching the movies, a lot of me watching the movies is watching you. And there was a few times in later Raiders of the Lost Ark where you like checked out a little bit and I was like, why is she
here? That's so funny.
But yeah, I'm excited for... Because Marvel, we've said this before, is a series that you and I both are familiar with.
We've seen
parts.
Some of them.
Yeah, so we know Tony Stark. We know the different major characters. But I wouldn't be able to be like, Tony Stark is this person in the Marvel universe. You know, I can't even name any of the other people in the Marvel universe. But I wouldn't be able to say like, oh, this is the way this person operates within the Marvel universe
Bruce
always.
Banner.
This is the,
Do you know
like
who that
I
is?
Don't know like everybody's super fucking hero powers. I don't even know what Tony Stark's superhero power really is. Is it a superhero power or is it completely man-made?
I mean, I guess he's like the Batman of the franchise. It's pretty much all man-made. But like, that begs the question, like, why aren't we making it? Well, no, because he's got the heart thing. And I don't know if that, we'll have to watch and find out if that somehow plays into its ability to come to life. Can you name any other characters' names?
Short Round, Salah.
No, I meant.
Oh, in Marvel. Oh,
any of the superheroes, like their real names? I just know Bruce Banner, and I can't remember any other ones. I've known all of them at some point, but Thor is just Thor.
Captain America? Yeah.
Oh, you think that's
right?
His real name?
I don't know what his real name is. Captain
his name's Tom America, and he was a captain in the army. Captain America.
Jimbo.
Are they even captains in the army? I don't know.
Jimbo Smith.
Jimbo. I mean, that sounds so fucking American.
Yeah.
Also, someone in
Texas,
the chat is roasting,
and he
watching
loves
me watch
barbecue
the banquet
and
scene.
Racism.
That's
who else is there?
Either way, I'm excited.
The Hulk. The Hulk is Marvel, right?
Yeah. Do you know his real name? That's what I was asking.
No. What's his real name?
Bruce Banner.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The Hulk.
Also, I'm interested to watch the first. It's been a long time since I saw the first Hulk, and that's a different actor. Do you know who initially played the Hulk?
What was his fucking name? That hot number. What was his name?
Edward Norton.
Oh, I thought you meant in the TV series.
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, God, Edward that Norton guy, Lou him. Whatever?
Yeah, Lou Vega. I don't think that's his name.
That's not his name. Lou Ferrigno. Lou Vega. Who is that? Do you mean Lou Vega, the guy who sang Mambo Number 5?
Ah! Lou we're Vega.
Totally you qualified mean Lou to be called Lou Vega.
Listen, I'm not happy about the person that I am, but here we are.
Off the top, if we had to, well, you know, I think we need to do this at the beginning of, I was going to say, let's rank who the hottest Marvel characters are, but we'll save that for the actual
Tony Stark,
season.
Number one. No question about it.
I mean.
Brain.
I mean, Robert Downey Jr.
Bravado, Robert Downey Jr.
is so hot. Tony Stark's such a dick. We don't have time. Listen, we have not yet begun our internship at Stark Industries. That's where we go next.
Ooh,
I'm so fucking excited
intern.
For it.
I'm going to fuck my way to the middle.
Fuck my way to the middle. I can't wait. I think Indiana Jones, this is a nice, short and sweet season.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and we're gonna hit up some... on the, if you join our Patreon, you get to watch The Goonies with us. We're going to do a palate cleanser.
Yeah, that's coming up really soon. That'll be in between the things. So join our Patreon, patreon.com/2filthynerds. We're doing a Goonies palate cleanser. We are doing all of the movies in... I've been told the best way to watch them is the order they come out because there's little like secrets and nuggets and things instead of chronological order. So I think we're going to do order of release. I've just found out from someone in the chat. It was actually, in fact, the Hulk who wrote Mambo Number 5. So everything has become... it's all so clear.
And let me tell you something. There is nothing more American than Mambo Number 5.
I mean, Mambo Number 5, it's so fun. Did you ever hear Freak a Leak by Petey Pablo?
Yeah.
That's just the crunk version of Mambo Number 5.
Yeah, good call.
He's just naming women he's fucked.
Fucking good call. Fucking
and then
a good call.
Lou Bega, the guy with the horn, just has like a list of women. It really speaks volumes to what the perception of celebrity will do to some women's vaginas. You're on a stage. You're a hero. I want to fuck you.
Yeah. Throw it in my puss, for sure.
I don't know.
I want you to stage dive into my pussy.
Just...
And that's actually the sound I make upon letting a man into my vagina.
I don't know if we'll do I wonder if we'll do, we'll see if we do WandaVision. That's like the story after everything happens. The series takes place after all of the movies. We'll see. Maybe we'll finally, we've been threatening to start a TV Thursday segment and we have not yet, but we may. Perhaps if
guys,
our
we have
Patreon
a lot of things happening. Yeah. Just
a certain
head
level.
Over to our Patreon and we're going to figure everything out.
Listen, the more of you who join Patreon, the more time we can spend on this podcast, because if we have enough money to actually fucking pay the people helping us and be able to pay a couple of our bills, we can put more energy into this. But we have to prioritize things because we live in a goddamn capitalist society that Captain America, by the way, is just trying to keep alive. No one talks about that, how he's probably just a red-blooded Republican. Who's canceling Captain America?
He's a Trumper, for sure.
Dude, I don't care. He could literally just... Oh man,
he could
literally
Trump's
oppress
blood
me physically,
on your chest, and you'd just be like,
I mean, that man. I'm just making noises now. The rest of the podcast is me just thinking about Chris.
This is now an ASMR podcast.
Chris Evans, who, by the way, I don't know if you, I don't know if he's still single, but there was a window where he broke up with Jenny Slate. And I wonder how many female comedians are like, well, he dated Jenny Slate. Like, I could have a chance. I'm just going to... You ever follow a celebrity online? Like, maybe they'll notice
me.
There's, I mean, I haven't done it since I've been in a relationship. But you have the thought of like...
I've had the thought. I have the thought of like, one day when we work on a movie, he is going to swoon over me.
Do you ever... This is... I haven't done this in a long time. But do you ever like casually respond to like a hot celebrity's like Instagram story? Like maybe they'll just be like, who's this?
1,000%.
I do that and then I go, how ridiculous. And then I immediately turn to my own Instagram and go, why is anyone messaging me? And it's like, oh, maybe some people are doing that same thing. I'm your Captain America. What a low bar if I'm your Captain America. My God. All right. What is the movie that you think you're the most excited about seeing? We won't know.
I actually have no idea. I'm excited for the whole goddamn thing. It's gonna be great.
Me too. I also want to see the Black Widow movie when that comes out. And also, but like, knowing what I know about the franchise of Marvel, which I will not say, I don't understand if the I guess they don't come out in chronological order. They like mix them around. Because that's, yeah. I don't understand like when Black Widow is supposed to take place, but I guess we'll find out. Anyways, listen, you guys, we have loved having you on board for Indiana Jones. I hope you've loved our memes. Join our Facebook group. I don't know the address, but look up Fellowship of Filthy Nerds. Mm-hmm. We post memes. If you share stuff with us, we try to share it on our social media, which you should be following at Two Filthy Nerds. Nicole took it over for the Indiana Jones series so I could avoid spoilers, and she fucking crushed.
I mean, I didn't crush. I didn't.
She crushed sharing other people's really funny ideas. I'm just kidding.
Thank you so much. Exactly.
But we love your ideas. Send them to us. We're having so much fun. Follow us at Two Filthy Nerds. Follow us wherever. I've just learned Black Widow takes place after Civil War and before Infinity War, which is also probably when Indiana Jones takes place. The new Indiana Jones. Indiana Jones and the
Temple
guy
of Groom.
The temple
where he grooms women.
I mean, he could groom me. Is his wife still alive? Callista Flockhart?
Were anyway. Oh, yeah, they were married. Allie McBeal.
What a skinny bitch. All right.
Do you remember everybody used to give her such shit about how skinny she was? And I was like that skinny at the time. And I was always just like, what's wrong with it?
I mean,
oh, she's
I think
an adult
she was...
woman at that weight. Yeah.
Yeah, but also there is something to the point of the camera adds 10 pounds. Like when someone's really skinny on TV,
that's
they're
scary.
Fucking skinnier in real life. And it's mm-hmm. haunting.
Haunting.
And like, I'm not body shaming anybody. All I'm saying is that there are some body types that maybe you're not making the healthiest choices. I don't know though. Maybe somebody mm-hmm. is just really that skinny, but she looked so skinny and it's not my problem. But will I
but
make
you want to know what is your problem ending
episode?
This podcast?
Yes. I just keep talking.
All right,
there's
you
nothing
guys.
Left to do. Indiana Jones is gone. We're moving on. We will be taking a brief hiatus, I believe. Are we taking a hiatus?
Moderately. You know what, guys? We're still here. We'll be back.
We'll be around. You'll see us. We love
you. We're present. We love you. Goodbye.
Bye.
This has been a Two Filthy Nerds production.